Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Good morning. Today we are concluding our series on the fruit of the Spirit by tackling that last fruit, the fruit of self-control. In the Lucky household, we have been trying to work on self-control. You see, we have just about a 16-month-old infant who is breaking all sorts of rules and guidelines in our house. The drawer is locked. He finds a way to break it and get in that drawer. The toilet is sealed. He finds a way to break that and get inside. But self-control is not just for 16-month-olds. It's for adults too. How are you living out the fruit of the Spirit of self-control? Today we'll find that when we live by that Spirit, when we're empowered by Jesus through the gift of the Holy Spirit to live self-controlled lives, we're a little more calm, a little more healthy in the way that we live in days like these. Some announcements to share before we begin our worship today. The first is that the Peace Lutheran Council has made some clear decisions about a plan moving forward to reopen Peace Lutheran Church. So definitely stay tuned in the newsletter and also on our website and in email for what those plans will be. What I can say most assuredly is that Peace will be having a drive-in service on Sunday, June 7th, where Holy Communion will be offered to its members. So keep that date set aside and know that it's going to come, and we'll give you more details when that will come, when that's available. And then also I would share with you that no matter when we begin in-person gatherings, we will continue with our online worship offerings. So you have a choice, and you can certainly, if you feel that you are at risk, you can stay home and continue to watch these online worship offerings. And then finally, I would share with you to uplift our hygiene team in prayer as they make preparations for those in-person gatherings. They are meeting as we speak this week to put those plans together. What I can say is that Peace will not be reopening until Benton County enters into phase two. And also when the hygiene team feels confident for implementing the plan that they're putting in place. And we'll keep you posted of when that time will be. We look forward to the opportunity to gather in-person worship. I wish you God's blessings on our worship today. May we live self-controlled lives.